Welcome to this edition of my shower test. This is episode number one. I'm Pat Cook, and I was going to originally use this episode for another day, for another subject, for another whatever. And unfortunately, that's going to change. What happened yesterday is a senseless tragedy. This is the first episode of me in the shower doing what I do best, and that is do political rants. So all you fucking NRA members, you're on notice. Yeah, I know you. You're teabagging NRA members. You shitheads who perpetuate what happened yesterday. Don't tell me that you don't perpetuate what happened yesterday, because you know you do. By advocating, you're like pushing for those laws. There's gun control laws and other laws that perpetuate what happened yesterday. The senseless tragedy that was the Aurora Theater shooting was the act of one man. Oh, don't get me wrong on that. Yeah, you're right. But it is what you and your organization do and advocate that makes it possible for mentally disturbed people like James Holmes, to buy explosives, to buy the armory that he did. Don't tell me that you don't have any responsibility. Don't you even dare tell me that. You are just as responsible. You are culpably responsible you've gun-toting, teabagging, card-carrying and carrying NRA members. You can say, oh, well, it isn't our fault, it isn't our responsibility, it isn't all this, it isn't our this, it isn't our that. No, it is your responsibility. You advocate for this kind of thing. You perpetuate it. Don't tell me that you don't. And if you want to sit there, and if you want to sit there and debate the issue of gun control, well, you know what? I say bring it! Because lest we forget, in the wake of the assassination attempt against Ronald Reagan, it was you guys that pushed for gun control. That makes sense. You remember the Brady Act? Yeah. It was you guys who pushed for that. Democrats, they wanted to fight tooth and nail to keep that from happening. But see, so now you guys, the Tea Party, you guys are running on the Constitution. Fred, you guys don't even, if you guys back in 2010, when you ran for public office, each and every one of you teabaggers ran on the Constitution. If it ain't, but your problem is, if it ain't in the Constitution, it ain't legal. Well, you know what? Not every fucking law has to be based on the Constitution. If we only had to rely on the Constitution to make laws in this country, this country would be in a pretty sad state. But then again, that's exactly what you want, isn't it? This country in a pretty sad state. You know what, progress? Once this country, you guys have all but come right out and admitted it. You don't want progress. That's all. That's why you're supporting Mitt Romney, even though he flip flops all over the place, worse than John Kerry. He's all over the map. As I sit here today, I'm looking up, and I sat there and I watched Mitt Romney's response. I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, let's see what he said Monday about the tragedy. Because he's flip-flopped on everything else. Why not the theater shooting? Why has it not his reaction on the theater shooting? He's flip-flopped on everything else. He's waffled on everything else. Why not? Why not? Turn to as I said before, you NRA members, the NRA, you seem to think that selling guns, and you seem to think that this country should be free of regulation when it comes to selling guns, you know what? I'd say no. And let me tell you why. But before I do that, I came up with a brilliant idea. But let me tell you why. I came up, and if you need to know, here's the thought I had last night. Gun shows are where people can buy guns, right? Of course. But then I started making the comparison to handsets. Why? Because I'm a licensed, operator. But you see, there's one big, huge difference is that unlike handsets, cam operators don't typically sell our radios to anybody. Just anybody. We don't always do that. We sell them to people who, and even that, David meant. A mentally deranged person can't really do much with a radio. A well-educated person might be able to do it. But they'd have to be highly educated. But a mentally deranged person does not have to be highly educated to use a gun. See, gun show owners don't take the time to whether or not if they are selling to the person they're selling their gun to somebody who may have some idea to what they're doing, whether or not they know what they're doing. They ask you me that. I suppose you could say much like Weekend Radio out there, ask you me that most people know what they're doing with a ham radio. But you see, unless you know how to turn a ham radio into a bomb, or somehow manage to crack it over somebody's head, you're not going to kill somebody or manage to turn it into, or manage to somehow electrocute somebody, you're not going to kill somebody with a ham radio. A gun, however, a totally different manner. I saw the first episode of Combat On. Great show. These guys, those guys, you know, sound like they really give a damn as to who they sell their guns to. Those guys do have to take extraordinary measures to see to it that their shop is protected. Even going so far as to run a tactical sweep through their parking lot and then through the store before opening up for business. That's not a sign that something that they don't care about their business. Well, I don't know where they are. Then there is and then but anyway, getting back to what I was saying, part of ham, when you take a ham radio class and you study to become a ham radio operator, whether you learn it through books or whether you go to a class sponsored by a ham radio club with Pam, the instructor, one of the things that you're taught is safety. The safe operation of a station. Basically put, you're taught the do's and don'ts of radio operation so you don't electrocute yourself. Or blow something up. Tower. Now most ham operators for an antenna like to mount their antenna up high. This means either climbing the roof of their house or getting a tall tower. Now, It doesn't, it shouldn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that anytime you go to build big, tall things, you need to know how to safeguard it from, safeguard measures, safety measures, to see to it that you don't hurt yourself, or the tower doesn't go on, to hurt yourself while you're on the tower, and also to safeguard it and take safety measures to see to it that the tower doesn't fall on your house or that of your neighbor. Again, safe operation of a ham station. All part of what you are taught when you first become a licensed ham operator. Do you, as a gun owner, bother that do gun owners, mind you, I'm not talking about, drug shop owners, people who sell guns for a living. We're talking about private individuals who conduct classes, who teach classes. About gun safety. But yet they go to these gun shows where they sell guns. Yesterday on the Young Turks, I saw what appeared to be an undercover video of one of the hosts, I forget who it is, forget the wife. But anyway, you're talking to a private individual who said that with that person, with him, you do not require a background check. But yet if you go to the guy across the way, you do. To that I say, what difference does that make? Whether I buy a gun from him or whether I buy the gun from the guy across the table, across the room. My point is this: the law very clearly states that when I go to buy a gun, I must undergo a background check. The law very clearly states that. Which means, if James Holmes, if what's his name, I forget now who, the idiot who had killed, tried to kill Gabby Gifford, had undergone these background checks, told people would still be alive, and Gabby Gifford would still be in Washington. And would also be fine as a bullet in her head. And yet I find it weird, and this is a political statement, but it's one of them. So why it is the president spoke and Mitt Romney spoke, yet neither speaker, the leader, yet the nobody in the Republican leadership spoke up about it. In either house. Speaker Boehner, Mitch McConnell, where are you guys? But then again, probably just as well that we don't hear from you. Because after all, you know, because now, since we haven't heard from you by now, chances are you're probably, you know, getting together, huddling up with you and with your buddies in the NRA, trying to figure out, okay, how do we spin this? How do we spin our way out of this? How do we weasel out of our way out of this? But you know what? You're not going to weasel out of this one. The police chief said it himself. All those guns were legally purchased. All that ammo legally purchased. Legally purchased. And who's to blame them for that? The NRA. And their representatives. And the teeth bagging, the car carrying, teeth bagging, you know, motherfuckers who made it possible. And oh yeah, then there's the issue of internet sales. And you know what? I just recently signed up for agent. I have a way to solve that problem too. Recently I signed up and I had requested for age verification to accept tokens on a porn site. Why? Because, well, I happen to enjoy doing my thing on a porn site. But in order to get paid for it, you know, my tokens, which is the economy that they use, they require age verification. In other words, proof that you are in fact 18 years or older, even though I'm actually in my 40s and anybody who's seen my cam can basically tell that. Nevertheless, they card. Now, why can't gun sales websites use the same principle as porn websites? Say, okay, it requires somebody to take a picture of their ID card in one or many forms and submit that, an image of that, to the website, and then have the person wait for approval. Oh, but then people will say, oh, well, you took my money. But suppose they attach a contingency saying that if you were rejected, your money will be refunded to your card. Back to your card. Easy, simple solution. You use your credit card to complete the transaction on the website. It's pending approval. If the online gun shop chooses to reject the sale, well, all of the business is refund the money back to the client. End of story. But, you know, gun shows, going back to the gun shows thing, there's a way that people can, in a way, going back to the larger picture of private gun sales. There are online databases You see these expanding, they're mostly expanding, just like so that, okay? Simple principle. Simple principle. You pay a fee to get access records, you know, background records of really just about anybody. Most people use them to hire babysitters. Although now there's more reputable places for that purpose. You have private investigators use them to look up information on people. So I'm sure they have their online resources. Suppose gun salespeople adopt the same principle. Whereas the prospective gun buyer, where they charge a certain fee, which they would probably have to pay to their online resource, their online background check resource, the places they use to check one's background, take that fee and attach it to the price of the gun that they're selling, thus forcing the person to pay for a background check. Okay, no problem. And suppose they sweeten the deal by saying, we'll even give you a copy of the background check. This way, if you need it for the purposes, you got it. Even if you don't get the gun, you get the background check for free. Whether or not you get the gun, you get the background check for free. No problem. This way, private gun owners are protected. So anyways, they use this information. They use this resource. And so anyway, they charge that fee, they go online, and they can go right there in the shop. They're right there in the gun show. Hey, we live in a wireless world. Why shouldn't they do it? Right there. Johnny on the spot. If the person passes the initial check, then they get placed in the queue for, of course, the usual check that they would normally have to endure if they were to go to a gun shop. Why can't there be online resources for private individuals who at least go through the initial phase at gun shops do at gun shows? Oh, better yet, why not use the same resources the gun shops have? Why not charge? Why don't these very same resources that gun shop owners use charge a smaller fee for private individuals to use their resources, to use their information as a private individual? They don't think about it. They can make a mint. That would be the most logical thing to do, wouldn't it? That would be logical. Is what the Republicans are not about. They don't think in terms of logic. That is their problem. They don't think logically. They don't think like you and I do. That is why you have people like James Holmes buying guns and mounting and other artillery and mounting assaults on innocent people. at soft targets like supermarkets, and in the case of last night, or Thursday night, Friday morning, a theater. And you know what? You know, a lot of people seem to think that there's a tie between the Batman movie and the assault and what happened yesterday. You know what? I don't buy that. I mean, yeah, he may have dyed his head red, his hair red. He may have claimed that he was the Joker. But you know what? That is the only, that is as far as the connection goes. There is no connection between this idiot and the movie. No connection whatsoever. So all you Republicans out there, to any of you crazy, starry-eyed teabaggers out there who seem to think there is, because you seem to think, oh, well, this is just more proof. We need to stamp out violence in our society. Get over yourself. You know, don't get me wrong. It is true. We glorify violence. We glorify it. We glorify everything that is violent. That is life. But, you know, you know what? Violence is going to happen anyway. My mom and dad always believed that we should not, that children should be seen and not. They should be seen and heard. Children should not be sheltered from such. By that I mean, you know, children should not be sheltered from the world. So even when a couple of women, I don't know who they were from, what organization they represented, whatever. But when I was a kid, I remember my parents participating in some questionnaire or conversation type thing. I was a kid. To whom, along with my two younger brothers, were watching The Dukes of Hazzard. My parents and my dad, you know, recall that conversation. I think we called that particular conversation. Basically, said, "We don't believe in hiding you guys from black." I don't know if that was the exact words that he said, but you get the gist of it. We don't believe in hiding you guys from life. It exists. It's a part of reality. And then those of you who are hard-hearing, those of you who are teabaggers out there, you guys are sheltered. You guys are sheltered. You guys have spent your lives, your entire childhood, sheltered. You're a sheltered individual. And now that you've been exposed to reality, you don't know what to do. But I know something. You have no idea. Just do what to do to solve the problem. You know what I do? Gun control. Oh, but you don't want to do that because that stops on the Constitution. What do you think you fucking teabaggers have been doing all this time? You stop on the Constitution! Stop on it! And look what you guys are now. Look at what you've done with this country now. Look at what you've done. And you say you're gonna blame President Obama for not doing anything? What do you think he's been doing? Been trying to do for the last 2 years? With the jobs bill, for starters. The Lilly Ledbetter Act. The very first law he signed. And some of you Republicans and some of you teabaggers out there who are whining about that. You know who you are. So if you NRA members, if Republicans out there are, you know, going to complain about that I'm rehashing. Not sure what happened, but anyway. You take the teabaggers once you rehash a worn out subject that complained that we're somehow rehashing a subject. An old subject, beating a dead horse, go ahead, complain. Bring it. But just remember this thing. Remember one thing. This happened in my backyard. What happened yesterday happened in my backyard. I'm in Inglewood, Colorado. What happened yesterday happened in Aurora, Colorado. I'm not that far away. So you want to complain to me about rehashing a dead, about to beating a dead horse? You go right ahead. You bring it. I want to hear from you. You bring it. Because you know what? I don't give a shit. You guys complain. You guys moan, groan, and complain that over why things, what over why these things aren't done, or over why these things happen. When they do happen, and why we can't come reach a solution? Well, look at what you've been pushing all this time. Look at what you've been picking all this time. Just look. And then when you figure it out, you'll have the answer. Anyway, I figured this episode might be a little angrier, but you get the idea. A mixture of a little bit of anger with a little bit of ideas, with a way of solving these issues. So that we can come together to once and for all put an end to shootings like Columbine, Virginia Tech. Century 16 in Aurora. So that people can enjoy
things like school, and a night at the movies, without the, you know, or even grocery shopping, without the fear of being gunned down. Now, acts of nature, like lightning strikes, we can't control. We can't control what Mother Nature does, but we sure as hell can control what man does, and we will. Till next time. I'm Pat Cook.